We're not there yet, so make sure you come to church next week. But we are coming to the end of the year, and when we come to the end of the year, we like to not just celebrate some of the things that we've done in the year, which we will do next week when we do our awesome Saturday family day. We're going to celebrate with the community. We've got some awesome Christmas boxes that we want to give out. That's a celebration of all the awesome stuff that we've done over the year. But we also want to make sure that we set a good platform for where we're going in 2024. Amen? Because God's got some stuff to do, and we're all going to be on the same page, yeah? And so today is all about what's happening 2024, the vision of the house, or the theme, not the vision, the theme, the vision never changes, eh? Okay, thank you, Pastor Jay. But the theme for 2024, so we can all be on the same page, because God's going to do some awesome stuff next year, and so we want to make sure that we are equipped to walk out God's plans and purposes for 2024, amen? Amen? Yeah? Yes? You sure? Amen. Awesome. So, without any further ado, let's put our hands together as Pastor Jay comes up. Awesome.
Everyone all right? Aren't you glad to be in the house? I'm glad to be in the house with you. Glad to be in God's presence. Glad that God even turned up. Like, don't you have moments when God turns up, you're just like, I'm just so glad he just turned up, because he doesn't have to. I don't know what Bible you're reading, I don't know what God we serve, but I really know that God doesn't have to turn up, because he already turned up once, which was on the cross and died for our sins. He doesn't have to turn up again, but he does it anyway because he loves us so, so much. And just coming into his presence with confidence and with boldness, without any shame or anything of condemnation, I'm just thankful that God turns up. Tamar, I've got a word for you. I've got a word for you. I sense God wants to take you into a deeper level of knowing him. I see you wandering in like a desert place. You know that there is God, but I see you wandering. But in the wandering, in the desert place, God's going to spring out waters from a place that seems so desolate, where rivers of life is going to be birthed, where you think is never going to be birthed. So I want to encourage you as you go through this end of the year, this last part, just keep surrendering your life to him. And those moments of desertness, God's going to spring life. And life abundantly that you thought that was impossible, God's going to make it possible. Yeah? Is that, yeah. Also, I saw something in you. I saw you like the woman by Jesus' feet, washing Jesus' feet with her hair. The desperation within your heart, longing to touch him. God just wants me to remind you that he sees you and that you don't have to look far, but he's near you. And every time in your desperation where you're like at his feet, washing his feet with your hair, God's going to come to you in new ways where you've never heard him before, but he will be so present and so tangible that you'll feel like he's speaking to you directly. I just see a desperation. Yeah, that's it for now. Yeah, I think so. Father, we just thank you that your presence is in this place. Continue to speak to me so that you can speak to your people, and also our hearts are open for you to speak to us directly. Father, we honor you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is not a sermon. This is just a recap of this year. But this is not only just a recap of this year. This is about pushing us forward to 2024. So this year's been a funny year because there's been like more ups and downs, like went like roller coaster than ever before in my life. This has like probably been like one of the worst years. Anyone? Anyone in here? Just put your hand up. We don't have to be shy. This has been like one of the worst years. I have no, like, it hasn't been like worse, like so bad, like I'm in a gutter, but just the worst years of things that we've been through. Not only just like as my wife and I, but personally, and I feel like spiritually, just not saying that God didn't turn up, but it's just been like a roller coaster of a ride. Even with just the church in general, it's just been like a roller coaster. I'm just like, God, when is this roller coaster ending? when is there going to be like a peak like this? It's just been a funny one. But the one thing that I'm confident about is that God's been faithful through it all. If you have nothing else to stand on, just be thankful that he was faithful to you when you were faithless. The moment when you walked away from God or you didn't turn up when he wanted you to turn up, the things, the time when God told you to do something you didn't want to do and you chose still not to do it, God still remained faithful to us anyway. The moments where we just disobey God, God still turned up for us. I'm thankful that God has turned up for us this whole year. The things that we've done as a church has been so incredible and so impacting that it doesn't match the bank account. We've touched thousands upon thousands of people's lives, and we have only under 100 people in this building. That's the significance of our God. That God doesn't need a whole army of 1,000 to change the world. He just needs a little few who are willing to take the journey and partake of the journey and partake of the discipleship to change the world. And we've impacted thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And I can confidently say that we have. We've fed many, many families, hundreds of families. We've helped hundreds of families. And we're still going to be doing hundreds of families this next week. And it's because God is faithful. It's not because Jordan's a great pastor. No. It's because God is faithful. God is great. God is good. That's the reason why we can do what we do. And I'm just thankful for what God has done in our lives. The theme for this year, we haven't really talked about it much, but it has been active. And the theme from this year, this whole year, was being around these words, here and now. And we came from 2 Corinthians 6:2, and it says, "For God says, at the right time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." And that was this year. This year was all about the here and now. That we had faith to believe that God will move here and now. That's what it was all about, that God will move here and now. I believe we serve a God who has imparted and impacted people's lives. Whose lives have been impacted this year? Don't be shy. Whose life has God changed this year? He's changed my life this year. You know, I believe God has taken people deeper here and now. Who's gone deeper in God this year? Who's had a fresh new revelation of who God is in you? You know, like, that's me. And so this year has been a tough but good year, but here are some learnings. I've wrote some learnings. You know, like, have you ever had take a waff over your life for the whole year? Have you done that before? Like, sat down by yourself and go, what are my learnings this year? Because if you don't know your learnings this year, you're just going to repeat the same mistakes the following year. And so I want to share and be transparent with you with the learnings that I've learned this year as your pastor. I've learned this: small beginnings require trust and hope. Small beginnings requires me to trust and hope in God. Another learning was that what I've gone through doesn't determine my future, but how I respond to does. So what I'm going through doesn't determine who I am. What I go through doesn't determine my future, but how I respond to it does. That's what I've learned this year. How I respond to things. And this year has been a year of just giving. Giving, giving, giving. Like, just, I don't know why, it's just been giving, giving, giving. And I just know that as we give, God's going to multiply back to us 100-fold. And I'm not seeking for the multiplication, but I know that's God's heart. The third thing that I learned this year is that the church needs Jesus more than it needs a building. Man, I've been seeking out for that building for ages. Like, even before you guys turn up to church, you know, go past it, I pray to God, thank blah, 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 blah. But what I've learned this year is that the church needs Jesus more than a building. Because a building doesn't change people, Jesus does. And we put so much emphasis in the building that we forget that Jesus is the reason why the building exists. And so I want to ensure that we as a church come to this place, come to this conviction that the building is for Jesus to move in. It's not the building itself. And so that's what I learned this year, that the church needs Jesus more than it needs a building. Another lesson that I've learned this year is that God wants my obedience daily. That I can't pick and choose when I want to obey, but I have to obey daily. I've learned that this year. I've been going through so much, not anger problems, because I'm not that angry. Frustrations. Some frustrating times. This is me being honest, like transparent. Frustrating times coming to church on a Sunday. Frustrating times trying to do stuff when I have to do something else, but I have to turn up because no one else wants to turn up. Frustrating. But in my obedience, I keep doing it. And it's not just to tell you off, but it's to tell me, hey, Jordan, it doesn't matter if anyone turns up or everyone turns up, you still turn up. Because my obedience is more important than me complaining. Another lesson, I've got heaps of lessons, I'm only sharing some. Another lesson is that God is continually speaking to me and wants me to listen. This is an encouragement for each and every one of us. God is always speaking to you. The problem with us not listening is because we're talking too much. A conversation is both ways. When I have a conversation or pray to God, God's listening, which means I have to shut up once so that he can talk back. God's talking and he wants me to listen. Another lesson that I learned, and that's not aimed at you, it's just aimed at one of my lessons, that people will let you down, but God won't. We have to be okay with that notion because people will let us down. It's just part of life. Whether we love each other, whether we don't, people just let you down. And you know what? That's part of life. It's either you're going to like woe in your life, oh, people let me down, or you just trust in God and go, God, I thank you that you never let me down. Because I've done the same. I've let my family down a few times this year, putting too much emphasis in church and not enough on my family, put my emphasis more on the work than my family. So I've learned heaps about letting people down. But I thank you that God is the sustainer of my life, that even though in my letting down to my family, God wraps his hands around us, protects us. And you know what? He's done it for you. I can tell you right now, there's some people in here whose marriages should have been on the collapse this year, but for some reason, God's held you together. There are people in here that may be facing stuff this year, and you shouldn't be here today because of all the stuff that's going through your mind, the mental battles, the struggles in your heart, but you've turned up today. Let me tell you, God's holding you together. Another lesson is that my strength can only take me so far, but God's strength in me will take me to heights I've never thought or could have imagined. My strength can take me so far. There's a willpower in me that I've been birthed with from my parents, is that I can go as far as I want to. But let me tell you, there'll be a stopping point with my strength. But I've learned that in God's strength, I can go to heights that I can not even imagine or think of. Why? Because he is the lifter of my soul. He is the one that I ride on eagle's wings. He is the one who takes me to heights that I cannot ever take myself to. And I can encourage you today, that with each and every one of you, is that you may be going through life with your own strength, but if you trust in God that he is your strength and he is your refuge, he will take you to mountaintops that you thought you could never go to. But I learned this year. Another thing that I learned this year, man, I've got a lot of learnings, eh? There must be something wrong with me. Another learning. This is one of my most important learnings out of all my learnings, is that I need you more than you need me. As your pastor, I need you more than you need me. Because you know what? I'm just the guy. The pastor of the church puts the vision in the place. I'm just pointing you to Jesus. That's all I'm doing, pointing you to Jesus. But I need you to help bring others to Jesus. These are only a portion of my learnings. I actually got way more, but I thought I'll cut it there. But I do encourage you to sit by yourself and go, okay, what learnings do I have this year? Because then you can actually examine, like, oh, I have learned something. Because God is actually teaching us stuff, but we just don't take time to sit down with Him and ask Him. And so these are only some of my learnings. And so in the 2.5 years, this is 2.5 years for Jamaica and I, taking over this church, just 2.5 years, like May, end of May, I think, 2.5 years ago. But we want to thank you as a church for your faithfulness to God and your willingness as Hills to serve one another, but also serve your community. I want to thank you, my wife, I want to thank you. We couldn't do this without you. The impact that we have, not only in Wairarapa, but across Wellington, and even overseas, the impact that we have is incredible. But it's not about our works alone. It's by the people. And it's about our forefathers, my parents, and the people before my parents who built this before even I was born. You know, the beginnings where there were, I can't remember how many Bible college students all that time ago, Bible college students coming to birth this place in Wairarapa because they felt like this was church will be the church for this community. Back all the way then, coming to the fast forward and all the way now, we couldn't have the impact that we have today without each and every one of us. And so can I ask every person who has served this year, whether it's been an hour, whether it's been a day, whether it's been 30 minutes in a service, whether it's been the whole year, can you just stand up where you are? Don't be shy. Stand up if you serve this year. It could be a service team. It could be in a ministry. It could be whatever. It could be on a community fund day that you help serve the church. It could be whatever. With a big round of applause, can we give each and every person a clap right now? You can take your seat. For those ones who stand up, I just want to thank you with my whole heart for committing to whatever you did this year. Whether it's been 30 minutes to a whole year, let me tell you, God sees you, and I thank you. And if I could pay for your house in full, if I could do whatever, I would do it. No joke. Dave and Darren will know. If we had the money to, man, I'll give everybody something. If someone wants a car, you get a car, you get it. I would have been like, I would have done that. Honestly, like, maybe like 10 years down, we can do that. But for now, just a clap. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your riches in heaven are going to be humongous because of the work that you did this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can say with confidence that having you serve either one day or a whole year has made a difference in my life, has made a difference in this house, and has made a difference in this community. So be happy, be thankful that we get to serve one another and the community. I love our community. I love our community of Wairarapa. There's about probably 16,000, maybe a bit more people who are not saved yet. 16,000 people who don't know Christ yet. That is our pool. Then let's extend it to the lower hut. There's hundreds that don't know Christ. And that's our pool that we get to. We don't have to poach from another church. You just need to look at your neighbors who don't know God. So what does it look like for 2024? I'm excited for 2024. So what does it look like? What does it look like? What does it look like? Okay, you listening? Are you writing notes? You better write notes because you're going to forget later, okay? I believe next year is going to be a significant year for us. And I say that every year. But next year is going to be one that requires all of us to serve. It requires all of us to serve. And I'm not talking about the 30-minute serve. I'm talking about serving. No longer can we just be at church to do church, but we must come to a place of true conviction that church is no longer an option for me and my family, but it's part of my life. Next year is going to be like that year, that type of year where church is never an option. It's part of my life. I have to be there. And I understand things pop up. I understand holidays pop up. Yeah, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the times where we had to choose between, oh, should we do this or that? Next year is going to be a year where we have to decide, are we going to serve God or take a backseat to things? The ministries we have in the church is not for someone else, but it's for you to have an opportunity to serve Jesus and serve the community and the wider community. Come into a place that if I don't turn up, who will do my part? Have a think about it. If I don't turn up, who will do my part? And I know we can get to a place where there's heaps on team and all this stuff, but what happens when you don't turn up? Who will turn up for you then? I wanted to try it out this year, but I would get told off. I wanted to go, I'm not turning up for Sunday. See who turns up. See who does the stuff. That's just a bad attitude. That's very a bad attitude. But think about it. Like, if I didn't turn up, then what would happen? That's silly. I think that's silly. If I turn up, nothing happens? Think about it. Why? Why is that silly? Because I'm not Jesus. I'm Jordan. Who's your pastor? And as human as you are. But next year, when I was contemplating just next year and just asking God, what does next year look like, Lord? I just felt next year is going to be a year where we all need to serve. Taking our service level to a new level. If you've been serving every week with me, praise Jesus. Serve every week with me next year. If you've been serving real minimum, I want you to increase that serving every week or serving every month by committing to it. That's what I see for our next year. And so the verse for next year, and I'm only going to briefly talk about next year because I'm going to wait for next year to talk about next year, but this is just for us to get mobilized. The verse for 2024 is Philippians 3, 13 to 14. A famous scripture. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God and Christ Jesus. I press towards the goal. Everyone all right? So we're forgetting those things which are behind us. So whatever happened this year, whether you served minimum, whether you served, didn't serve at all, whatever it looked like, let's just push it to the past and let's look at 2024. And say, okay, all this stuff, Lord, I didn't do with you. But for 2024, I'm going to forget that and I'm going to look forward and press towards the goal in front of me. 2024, the theme of it or the word of it is going to be the year of momentum. Everybody say momentum. Next year is going to be called the year of momentum. Momentum means strength or force gained by motion. And this is the reason why I said we got to all serve. Why? Because serving is us going in motion. When you stop serving each other, when you stop serving the people, you become stagnant. And so next year is going to be the year of momentum, which means we have to put our hands to the plow. Are you guys all right? We need to be part of the community and also amongst the community. So we're not just turning up for community events. We're going, okay, how can I serve my community today? Are you right? So we're not just with the community, we are amongst the community. It's about outworking the gifts that God has placed in you so that it not only blesses the church, but all people. There are people in here, I can guarantee, with my eyes closed, all my fingers and hands up, and my feet up, that there are people in here that have gifts in them that is locked inside of them, and you're being selfish about it. Oh, so Jordan, don't be like that. Don't be like that. You are being selfish when you have gifts in you and you don't share it. The reason why I'm so transparent to you or transparent to the community and just transparent in life is because there's gifts in me that are not mine. The reason why I can care so much, the reason why we can give so much is because the gift is not mine. The money is not mine. The church building is not mine. This is not mine. It's God's. Everything's God's. And so there's gifts in you. I'm looking at all of you, okay? I'm not looking at one person. I'm looking at all of you. There are gifts in you that are locked inside that God wants to pull out, but you just need a little bit of momentum. How do you get those gifts out of you? Serve. Oh, but I don't know where to serve, Jordan. Serve anywhere. Before I was this, on a pulpit, speaking to you in other places, I was serving in kids' ministry, I was serving in youth, I was serving at the door, I was washing toilets, I was doing whatever I had to do to serve. Darren knows, Dave knows, like we just did whatever. Whatever the pastor wanted, yo, we'll do it, yo, we'll be there. It just made it worse that they were my parents back then, but yeah, I couldn't say no. But I thank you that they taught me that. Because I'm not shy going to the toilet and cleaning it. I'm not shy to pick up a broom. I'm not shy to pick up a vacuum. Why? Because that's where service starts. That is where leadership starts. Leadership is not the pulpit. Leadership is serving. So there are gifts in you that God has placed inside of you. Next year is going to be the year where you're going to use it. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. I'm pushing you. Use it. You think Jordan is nice? Oh, watch out till next year. I don't know. God's just put a different boldness in me for next year. That I'm going to push you and motivate you and draw out what God has in you. Why? Because if it doesn't come out of you now, you'll always be that person stuck. Oh, where do I go next? Where do I go next? When you can just go, can I serve that door? And from that place, from serving that door, God's going to open your heart for people. Then from that, he's going to open your heart to other ministries that you thought, no, I didn't want to do kids, but for some reason you want to do kids because something in you. You're like, oh God, why do I want to do kids? It's because God opened your heart. The year of momentum. If you've been on the sideline this year, can I encourage you, next year, choose not to be. 2024 is the year where we're going to have more godly influence in our family, community, and city and nation. Next year is the year that we're going to have more godly influence within here, within the community, the wider community, the city and the nation, godly influence. That if Hills NZ were to shut down tomorrow, everybody will be uproared about it. Why? Because we have influence. God's placed this church in here, in this community to have influence. We're not the bee's knees. We're not we're not the only church that God uses. God uses all churches, right? But God's placed us specifically here to be the light of the world, a city on a hill, one that doesn't shy out but stands out. 2024 is going to be the year of momentum. So get ready. Like, enjoy your holiday over the next 5 weeks. But after those 5 weeks, we're going to get into some rolling motion. And it's going to hurt at the start because we're going to, oh, we haven't worked for what? You know, like, we're gonna start it up. We're gonna push the car. Some of you is having like still in that place, or you nothing. Like, next year is gonna be the year where we're gonna put the oil back in, the petrol in the car. Next year is gonna be the year where you're gonna be mobilized next year. And if you don't want to be mobilized, that's fine. You can sit in the seats and enjoy a Sunday event, or you can be part of the service and be part of the kingdom and be part of what he's trying to build. So I want to, we wouldn't do this normally part of the what is this called? Sermon. No, it's not even a sermon. This discussion. Family hui? I don't know. Whatever this is. I'm going to ask Melba to go around. She's going to give you these piece of paper. On that piece of paper has places where you can serve. We're not going to collect it. You're going to just go put it in the box at the back. So I want to encourage you, if there's something on there that you don't see, like, oh, can't do that, blah, blah, put something in there. But the reason why I'm getting her to hand this out to you now is so that you don't have an excuse later, oh, I didn't get to go to the resource table, blah, 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 blah. You got it in your hand, okay? The only people who can't leave their spot is Adrian Lair. They can't go anywhere else, okay? So those two don't need a paper. So can I encourage you, before you leave, So fill out that form and put it at the back. And if you don't, that's fine. Like, absolutely fine. That's totally up to you. He needs to start. This is something probably some people don't know or some people do know. Who's served in a church before, whether it be this church or another church? So all churches like are different in regards to how they do service teams and how they serve during the year. My ask is only you commit 1 year. The reason why I ask you only commit 1 year is because God may change your heart at the end of the year, but just commit 1 year. It actually trains you to be disciplined, and it trains you to stick to something for the whole year. But if God moves you to somewhere else, let it be at the end of the year. Because it puts your trust in God rather than what you want to do. And so that's all I ask, is if you want to be part of a team somewhere, you commit for 1 year, 1 year only, and then I ask you the following year, what do you want to do? Because sometimes God's changed our hearts. Sometimes God wants to point us somewhere else. And I'm not forcing you, okay? You don't have to do anything, all right? But if you want to be part of the year of momentum, I encourage you to serve. Everyone good? So that's all. That's it. We can go home. Nah, the people got tests today. So all the Bible college student people, shame. Nah, it's like multiple choice and essay questions, so it's all good. I do encourage you for next year, for those who haven't done the course with Pastor Darren, I encourage you to do it. Pastor Darren, if you talk to him, he says it's easy, but it's not easy. It's easy to him because he's a natural learner. He went to university for 100 years, you know, that's how long he went there. It was like 10 years, eh? So that's 100 years, yeah, 100 years of my time. So he thrives in that. So if you talk to him about it, he's going to say it's easy. So talk to the students who are going through it. They can tell you the honest truth about the course. It's amazing. It's actually really good. But it will stretch your faith and it will stretch your mind and probably challenge you on a few things. So I do encourage you to do that. And so that's it for next year. 2024 is going to be the year of momentum, a year that we're going to have full force and strength and motion to push not only you forward, but the church forward and the community forward and the city forward and the nation forward. We don't go by political agenda or political parties, but we follow the Bible, which is the truth, which is the Word of God. And all this other stuff, God's in control. At the end of the day, God's in control. At the end of the day, we know that God wins, okay? We know that God wins, and so we just got to trust Him in it. And so I'm looking forward to 2024 and what it has for us. Next week, Sunday, is our last week. Oh. And some people are like, yay! We don't gather back together until the 21st. Yeah, the 21st of January. So that's 4 weeks off, 4 Sundays off. But Sundays will be online. So I'll be preaching online on a Sunday. To keep the momentum flowing, and especially coming into the new year, we'll be preaching around the momentum and getting people ready for us to gather again. What we're going to be doing is we will be gathering back upstairs. 28th. So we're going to be gathering back upstairs, back at church. There'll be a creche downstairs for those mamas who, there'll be a creche downstairs, and that creche is going to have a feed for the live service to run through there for the mamas, and the children's church are going to go back to Tuatahi Centre and do their thing there. So we really, really planned it out. Has it been done? No, it's not been done, but we'll do it. It's going to happen. So we're coming back, 21st. 21st of January, we're coming back together. So that's 4 weeks off, 5 weeks off. On Christmas Day, we are gathering together. Christmas, we're gathering at 9 o'clock to 9:30. All we're doing at that time is worship and communion. We do this every year, and the reason why we do that is that before we get into the chaos of Christmas, like Christmas, to me and my wife, Christmas is not fun because we got to travel to place to place. This year we don't have to, but we always have to travel to family, and it's just a headache. Like, truly, Christmas becomes a headache for a lot of people. And so what we're trying to do is narrow time between 9 and 9:30 and go, Jesus, we thank you for coming to this earth. That's it. And so we take communion together. We had a good turnout last year. We had like 30 people turn up last year. We weren't expecting 30 people, but if we can pack out the place, that's amazing. So that's on Christmas Day. Next Sunday is our final service. That service is shared lunch. Yay! Okay, shared lunch. So we do potlucks, because I'm Samoan, so we do potlucks. Pot full of food. If there's any divers out there, please dive. I like kinners and cream power with fry bread. Yum. Any divers? but yeah, we're just going to come together and do lunch together, have a little service, have a word of encouragement, and then eat, be festive. We're going to dress this up into Christmas stuff. I'll leave it to these ladies. Christmas stuff and that, and we're going to celebrate together for the last one of the year. Yay! And yeah, that's it. Yeah? Oh, this week's the last week of a Connect Group. So make sure you join a Connect Group.